I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Syrians are fleeing the northern town of Jisr al-Shugr. Those who remain are reported to be putting up roadblocks. The residents, those who fled, and those who stayed fear an assault by government forces. Clashes in the town since the weekend reportedly killed 120 security forces. A British reporter in the capital, Damascus, has been looking into what happened in Jisr al-Shugr. We can't reveal his name for security reasons. He says the killings may have been the result of divisions within Syria's security forces.
The reports of defectors within the army, I've been hearing this quite a lot, especially at the low levels. What happens at the high level is that the president has been very smart. He's made sure that all the high level of the army are filled by people from his family and also people from his minority sect, the Alawites. But at the low level, it's full of conscripts. Everybody here has to do 2 years service in the army. So these people are from all around the country. They're from all different sects and they have all different political views. And so there are lots of stories of soldiers in the army who have been asked to fire on protesters and then they feel that they can't and they have to defect.
If your understanding then is that these deaths are the result of security forces fighting defectors in their own army, what does that mean about what will happen next? Can the Syrian army mount an effective crackdown if it's fighting an internal schism?
It's very confusing and it's very hard to get any real information because there's a lot of secrecy surrounding the security forces. Often they won't be wearing uniform, they'll be plain clothes and they'll be in the streets spying on their own citizens, but you won't even know that they're there.
Is it possible that this situation could be reproduced elsewhere around Syria?
I would say certainly in the nearby towns of Hama, which I mentioned, and also in Idlib. There have been lots of protests. Also, and there's a large city in the center of Syria where we've seen a huge amount of protests and possibly an armed uprising called Homs. I think the reason why this is happening in Jisr al-Shugr is because it's a small place, it's remote. It would be easy or easier for a group to lay siege to it and to sort of kick out the security forces. In the major cities, the government has more control. But, you know, as anti-government sentiment spreads, it's possible that they could lose some of the major cities as well.
Tell me a bit more about the town of Jisr al-Shugr. I mean, it's been the site of protests before. Is it an activist town and a place where you would find dissidents who oppose the government in Damascus?
Yes, certainly. The people of Jisr al-Shugr historically are anti-regime. Jisr al-Shugr is right in the northwest of Syria. It's only about 12 miles from the Turkish border. During the 1980s, there was an armed uprising against the government of Hafez al-Assad, who's the father of the current president. And that was crushed, just as we're seeing what's happening today. Dozens of people died in Jisr al-Shugr. And in the nearby city of Hama, you know, between 10,000 and 20,000 people are reported to have died. So it's an area where there's a huge amount of anti-government sentiment. Saying that, the reports of armed uprising now are confusing because after the 1980s, the government made sure that weapons were kept out of the town.
And what is the source of your information? Have you been able to talk with protesters in the north?
Yeah, you can reach certain activists over the phone and speak to them, but people are very, very afraid to speak over the phones because they're tapped. So it's hard to know what information is coming out, whether they're censoring themselves or whether they're taking a pro-government line just because they know that their call is being listened to.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
We cannot identify the correspondent in Damascus for security reasons.